Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, the radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, What Changed with Gideon, already in progress.
1 John really 1:9 just says, if we confess our sin, He's righteous and just to forgive our sin and restore us to fellowship. Is that what it says? So if we're not ready to die, what do we need to do? Repent. Repent for your sin. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. So she did. She said, Lord, I am so sorry that I have stopped producing fruit, that I have stopped bringing glory to your name because of the gifts that you gave me. You gave me that beautiful voice and I used it for your glory. You gave me the teaching abilities, and I used it for your glory. Many years I did that, but Lord, I'm sorry. I did stop doing it, stop bringing that glory to your name in these last 10 years. I have really slowed down on producing fruit for the kingdom. Father, forgive me in Jesus' name. He said, okay, we've done everything the scripture says. Let's go back down to the hospital and let them check you. They loaded her up in a car. Went down to the hospital there, and they tested her. And whenever the results came back, not one single cancer cell in that woman's body, nowhere. You know, the church don't even think like this. We don't think about faith, do we? I mean, just think. You heard Tommy give his testimony, how he stood by faith. I mean, he stood by faith. But most people have no idea that God is the God he is, that he will do the things he says he will do. I remember when I learned this about John 15, too. It was about at least 25 years ago, maybe more, but at least 25. And there was a good friend of mine, and he went to a Church of Christ. And he was a song leader in the Church of Christ. He was a Sunday school teacher in the Church of Christ. He was very active in the Church of Christ. He left the Baptist church when we were kids. Me and him both belonged to the Baptist church. But neither one of us were very active for God back in those days. You know, we had, when you're 15, 18, 20 years old, you got cars and girls and everything else on your mind. You know how you are if you're or a boy or a girl, you know, you don't think about God much when you're young, as a rule. But this young boy, by the time he was 45 years old, he had been married 3 times. And whenever I heard he had brain tumors and he was dying, at 55, I went down to visit him and see what had happened. And when I got there, I mean, he was in bad shape. I mean, his hair, he looked like he was 95 years old. And his hair was all white and straggly, and he couldn't talk. He didn't recognize who I was or nothing. 55 years old. I mean, like a 100-year-old man, you know, an old, wore-out 100-year-old man. And so they sent him to San Antonio and cut the top of his head off and took some of the tumors out. And the doctors told him, or told everybody that was there, said, except God intervene, this man's going to die. There ain't nothing we can do. He's too far gone. Most people don't have a clue who's really in charge on the earth. But you know who's really in charge? The Lord. Yeah, he's in charge of everything. I mean, just like Sid Roth told me the last time we were over there in March, he said, Thurman, I don't know how you did it when you lost your daughter and your wife the same day, 50 years ago, when they got killed in that car wreck. I said, well, Sid, when you realize who's in charge, and you realize it's God, and you realize God is the one that took my wife and my daughter both out. He's the one that took them out. He's the one that says that he kills, he wounds, he heals. He does everything. He said, Thurman, you don't mean to tell me that you believe God took your wife and daughter out. I said, absolutely. He's in charge. He's in charge of everything. I mean, he makes everything. I mean, the scripture says he makes everything. I said, as Sid and I were sitting there talking, I said, Sid, Years ago, I was down in Houston on a Monday morning, and I was going to build a building down there and had some bunch of steel and stuff out there on the back lot. And I said I was going to go by the corporate office that morning after I got off the airplane and do my paperwork. And I got to thinking about the project, and I drove right past the building and right out there to where the building was that I was working on. And I'm in underneath that pile of steel. There's 20,000 pounds of steel supported about so high off the ground. I was in under there checking some things, crawling around on my hands and knees, and I heard an audible voice, "Son, you forgot to do your paperwork this morning." I said, "Lord," I said, "that's right, I did. I was going to go by there and do my paperwork as soon as I got here, but I forgot it." I said, "Lord, I just like 15 minutes under here. I'll finish this right quick, and then I'll run back over there and do my paperwork." He said, "No, son, I want you to go do it right now." Now, if God tells you to do something right now, what do you think would be a good thing to do? Do it right now. That's absolutely right. And so I crawled out from under there and stood up and took the second step. And that supporting structure holding that 20,000 pounds of steel exploded. And 20,000 pounds of steel was laying flat on the ground where I was 5 seconds before. "You look like a nice, young, tough boy. Do you think you could pick up 20,000 pounds of steel?"
No.
No. Me neither. I mean, if God had been ready for me to come home, all he'd have had to done was say nothing, because that piece of steel, that stack of steel was fixing to fall in 5 seconds. He's in charge. When you realize this, when you begin to understand who's in charge and that he's training you to be an overcomer here, you don't worry about nothing no more. I mean, you don't worry about nothing. I mean, nothing. You don't worry about storms. You don't worry about bad weather. You don't worry about car wrecks. I mean, the other day, Cheryl and I happened to be driving that day. We were coming down 35 in Dallas, and I'm driving the speed limit, which is 65. And all of a sudden, I look in my rearview mirror, and I see an 18-wheeler coming in the, we're in the far left lane. I'm driving 65, and I see this guy approaching pretty fast. I'm sure he's going at least 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. He's probably doing 75. When I look up there, just as clear as a bell, the Lord says, "Son, pull over to the right one lane." I heard that. Now then, if you're led by the Spirit of God, you will hear him when he talks to you. He's in total control as long as you obey him. So when he said, "Son, pull over to the right one lane." So I just kind of looked in the mirror and looked back to make sure there's nobody coming there. And I just pulled over one lane to the right. I did exactly what I heard him tell me to do. As we're going down the road, here comes this 18-wheeler. He goes right past me. He's, like I say, I'm sure he's driving 75. He goes right on past me. I pull over to the right, and the truck passes me. Then we go up a little hill, and just as we go over the top of that hill, all I can see is stoplights in every lane. I mean, something has happened up there, and everything has stopped. Well, I look in my rearview mirror, and the side mirrors and everything, and I got plenty of time to stop, so I begin to slowly brake. And now this 18-wheeler's already gone by me. Now the car that's in front of him and the car that's in front of him, all these cars are trying to stop, and the third one up, he gets stopped, and the next one gets stopped about that far behind him, a foot. And then the other one right behind him is trying everything, he's sliding and everything to get stopped. And that 18-wheeler, he's got the brakes locked down, smoke coming out from under that thing and everything else. And all of a sudden, the guy that got stopped, the guy that's right behind him, caught right in the middle, he gets hit in the rear end by an 18-wheeler, crunches up the whole back end of his car, goes to the front end, crunches it into the other guy, and then crunches them all into the one in front of him. If I had not heard the Holy Spirit that day, I'd have been the center car, and we'd have got destroyed on both ends, just like that guy did. You know, one day after seeing these kind of things happen and knowing that the Holy Spirit is in total control, and if you walk in obedience to his word, that he will answer your prayer and he's about doing good things for you. When I begin to really learn this, I really realize that, hey, God is in control, and there's only one on this earth I need to please, God. I need to put him first. I need to make sure I put him first. If I will put him first and obey him and do what he says, he makes so many awesome promises to us. Anyway, as I told you about the car and the accident, when I think about that man, the man that was 55 years old, that had the brain tumors, and I went down and prayed over this man, and by this time I had studied this book about healing, and I'd seen God heal many people from many different things. So I got to a point in my life, I've seen the Lord do so many people and so many healings, I think that every time I ask him for whatever I ask for, it should happen. But this case, it didn't. And so, I mean, since I've learned, Tommy, that all of his promises are yes and amen. And I know you know that. You study the Word. So if all of God's promises are yes and amen, and I'm standing on a particular scripture, it should work. But if it doesn't work, then you have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, what happened? Because this man that I'm telling you about, this 55-year-old man, I went down there and prayed over him all day long. Now, I normally don't do this, but he happened to be a good friend of mine. And so I took the day off and I drove down to where he lived and where they'd put him in a rest home, a retirement center. And I prayed over that man all day, hours. Finally, when I turned to him and looked, I said, do you know who I am? And he kind of turned around like this and looked me right in the eye and said, you're Thurman Scrivener. I said, praise God, you're going to get well. I just know you're going to get well. So I went home convinced that this man was going to get well. But I didn't understand the sin-sickness relationship as much as I do today. So back in that day, I didn't quite understand how it all worked. So anyway, after I came home, I met his wife. And that was the third woman he had been married to. And when I asked her where they went to church, she said, we go to the First Baptist Church. I said, well, that's good. I said, how many times have you been? And she said, oh, 5 or 6. I said, 5 or 6 times? I said, this is the middle of the year. I said, you know, I can't believe you've only been to church 5 or 6 times in 6 months. She said, oh, Thurman, we've only been to church 5 or 6 times in the 10 years we've been married. Do you see anything wrong with that? Now, this guy was, a youth leader, a song leader, you know, a Sunday school teacher, all kinds of things. But when he met this third woman and he married her, she didn't want to go to church. She wanted to stay at home. And so he did. He listened to her instead of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, What Changed with Gideon? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.